As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
I'm trying to turn Mondays happy. I went through this last week and read you all the headlines from all the major news gathering sources, and none of it was positive. So I said, the heck with this. I'm going to go find people in my world that have positive things to talk about and get our week started off on the right foot. And Saturday morning at the Kiwanis Club of Bloomington and the Monroe, I always get this right, I have to read this one, and the Monroe County Community Schools Foundation Pancake Breakfast, I ran into Cyrilla Helm, and that's another do-gooder in our community. She is the executive director of the foundation and joins us this afternoon. It was great to see you on Saturday. What a turnout.
It was a great turnout. Thanks for feeding me pancakes.
Well, I tell you what, I'm glad I was on that side of the pancake, because I don't need any more pancakes in my world. So it was great to see crowds again. It was great to see people come out and support two fantastic causes, the Keith Kline Memorial Fund, obviously, and then the Kiwanis Youth Programs. We couldn't even do a show and talk about how many programs they help out with. We would run out of time. But the Monroe County Community Schools Foundation, Cyrilla, is always busy. Tell us your mission so people who aren't familiar can kind of get a grasp on what we're trying to do today.
Our mission is, we are the 501c3 side for Monroe County Community Schools, and we are fundraising to support enrichment activities and experiences for the students as they come through their pre-K through senior and high school years.
And the interesting part, some people might hear this who are new to town or not are completely familiar and say, well, why would a school corporation need a nonprofit arm? Well, I think you've got an interesting answer for that.
I do. It all deals with funding. So as you know, there is tax dollars that come to the corporation for education, but unfortunately, it's not enough. So a lot of the supplies and the things that they need in the classroom to do hands-on, engaging programs, they just don't have the funding to do it. And that's what we're there for.
And we're not talking about using like gold cross pens or having limousine serviced to and fro. No, that's not what it's about. This is to improve what isn't covered. In enriching, I guess, is the best way to put this. And you just don't have one grade or one school. This is for the entire MCCSC.
It's for the entire. We're supporting all 23 buildings. We even support the Adult Learning Center at Broadview that's helping people go back for GEDs. So we cover the full spectrum. If you are inside of MCCSC, we try to facilitate and help with projects in any way, shape, form, or fashion. One of the ones that a lot of the community might be familiar with is we set up with the food assistance. So when a student's coming through the lunchroom and they don't have money in their lunch account, we try to make sure that they have a hot lunch for them. We try to make sure that there's library books in our buildings that are relevant and current and that the kids want to read, you know, not this old stuff that that should not be on the shelves. But we're there for those types of things. We're not the basics curriculum, but we're there to enrich it and to expand it.
And the other part as well is you help provide scholarships and grants to students. Tell me who that covers.
Scholarships are mostly our high school seniors. I am actually heading out to Bloomington High School North here in about an hour because tonight is their senior awards night. My board president, Lucy Fishman, who's going to be at Bloomington High School South because theirs is also tonight. So we are handing out about $20,000 in scholarships for kids that are going on for secondary education after they graduate.
And that's absolutely fantastic. That's why another reason May is great, because we know things are wrapping up, but when things start wrapping up, we start presenting awards, and that is very, very cool. The MCCSC's last day will be May 20th, and so we'll have plenty of awards, banquets, and such, Night of Stars and everything else that's going on. You've got a hand in almost all of this.
We have our fingers in a lot of pies. Yes, we do.
And that's what makes it fun, and that's what makes it, again, great support in our community. And before we get to our big building stronger mental health for kids and our friends at the State Farm Neighborhood Assist Program, helping build and keep our community education strong, I can't let you get out of here without speaking about the referendum. That is getting closer and closer. We know that's not tomorrow's primary concern. It will be the first Tuesday after the first Monday in November. Are we getting close to rolling out everything for the public to see why this is so important if you support local education?
They absolutely are. I do know that Dr. Hochschwald has a series of events that are coming up. If you go to MCCSC's website, starting May 9th through May 12th, he is going to be holding a lot of meetings at the corporation at different locations around the corporation for the community to come to those and hear the presentations. And in those presentations, he'll be spelling out why there is a large need for it and how the money is going to be used.
And that's on top of what your group tries to raise, the Foundation of Monroe County Schools. This is on top of next two, right? It's not all in the same bucket, so we're not talking about one big thing. It's two different things.
It's two different things, right? We're mostly in our space, if you kind of think of it, that the corporation is a lot of labor dollars. The foundation doesn't really touch the labor dollar side of it. We are trying to touch the enrichment side of it with resources and materials. So one of the big things that we've done in the last two or three years, if you've seen that STEM to Them lab rolling
yes,
that we raised the $370,000 that was needed to purchase that. So that was purchased through private foundational dollars, and that is something that's coming into all of our K through 6 elementary STEM education, and they're loving it.
They should, because they bring the bus to you. You don't have to get everybody and take them somewhere. No, just walk out in the parking lot. There's the STEM to Them button, very aptly named as well. The executive director of the Foundation of Monroe County Schools is my great friend, Cyrilla Helm. She joins us today. And for people that don't understand kind of the theory behind this, when the school corporation puts its budget up, what percentage of that covers salary? It's a ridiculous number, isn't it? Pushing 80%, 90%?
At least, yes. Mm-hmm.
So that's why this gap is here.
that's why the gap is here. That's correct, right? Because most of the state funding does not include resources that they need inside the rooms for just curricular enrichment, the tangibles, the touchy-feely things that the students need for hands-on programming.
And that's what makes the MCCSC such a fantastic school district, because it's just not the bare bones minimum. It does go on, and we have a very passionate education community here.
We sure do.
And we're trying to reach them today. Now, I know a lot of our listeners will be aware of this because they're tuned in, but we are trying to help build stronger mental health for kids, and our friends at State Farm have the Neighborhood Assist project that is going on this week, and you need people not only to vote tomorrow, but you need people voting in a different realm. Tell me how they can help the Foundation of Monroe County Schools perhaps win $25,000, and what that money is going to go for.
That money, State Farm is their neighborhood assistance program, and this year they're giving away $2.5 million. Our portion of that, if we can get enough votes to stay in the top 100 of the 200 organizations out there in a voting platform, we will get $25,000. Our grant was written to assist with mental health needs for our students. Since the pandemic and getting the kids back into the buildings, we have seen large needs in that area with our students, just a lot of it due to the pandemic and being at home and unconnected from people. And so just a lot of different emotional feelings and different ways of dealing with that anxiety and the fears that they might be living through as they come into the buildings each day. So a lot of this money is to go into resources again. It's to go into helping with some professional development for our counselors and for our teachers. because a lot of people in the county also know that there is a shortage of counseling when you get into the mental health space, when you go to a provider outside of the corporation. Our counselors are here just for that. They may not be, you know, in the psychiatry or psychology phase, but we are doing our best to help them with diagnosing when a child needs those types of supports and trying to get them positioned to get those supports.
I just voted 10 times, if that's okay.
That's awesome. Thank you.
And it's really simple. You go in.
It's really simple.
You just, yeah. I was at the, well, let's get the website to everybody, mccsfoundation.org. And you click on there. It takes you to the State Farm page. You sign in with Google or Facebook like you do for everything else. And wha-bam, you click on the button that says vote as many times as I can today. And just like that, we add the votes. All right. So now this lasts through Friday. What time? So I'll remind everybody every day this week to get on that.
So it goes Friday until midnight.
Oh, even
so
better.
Everybody has from every email account that you can register. So if you have more than one email account, which a lot of us do.
Yes.
A lot of us do. You can vote from any of those email accounts. You have 10 votes every day until Friday, and it cuts off at midnight.
Well, that's fantastic. And we just need to stay in the top 100. We don't even have to break any records, right?
That's right. We need to stay in the top 100. Just if coincidentally, there are 10 Indiana foundations in here. So that's a pretty good drawing out of the process that you go through to make this platform. You go from 4,000 down to 200. So we're very honored to be in the top 200. That's not easy to do, but we made it. And so now we just need this community to really rally, bring us home, and bring the 25,000 into our kids.
That would be absolutely fantastic, and it literally took me 8 seconds. There is no heavy lifting. You don't have to walk up the hill both ways in the snow. No, you just get on there and click, click, click away. Talk about some of your great community partners, Cirillo. I know you were mentioning that earlier with the money you've raised from the STEM to Them bus. We know State Farm is more of a national, but we've got local companies here that help us annually. Anybody you want to shine the light on for us today?
Oh, gosh, we have some great companies, because I'll shine the light on my guys who are out there with my golf outing currently. We have a golf scramble coming up on June 2nd, and we have Cook Inc. and CFC and CSO. That's a little confusing. CFC as part of the Cook subsidiaries, and then CSO Architects, which is up in Indianapolis. Those are our primary sponsors. And then you come on down and we have people like Old National Bank. We have BKD locally. I'm trying to get to my darn website there to tell you exactly who they are.
I sprung that one on you, though. That wasn't very fair.
You did spring that one on
but,
me,
you know,
so.
But you guys do great work, and I know you don't do it alone and without our corporate partners. Right. It's hard to when times get tough, we can lean on them, and that's why it's so important to have this have this all happening. So that's what's exciting.
I found them all. If you want to hear them, Matrix Integration. Locally, Heflin Industries locally, ServiceMaster locally, Electric Plus, Old National Bank, Bilsey Brown, Rogers Group. Those are all guys that they come into the golf outing every year and they support us. We also have a lot of support from Solution Tree, which is a private, you know, is a company here locally. So it takes a village to do what we're doing, and we definitely appreciate all the support that's coming into us.
Fantastic. Cirillo, please give us the website one more time, and the voting lasts through Friday at midnight. Where do we go?
You go to mccsfoundation.org, and it's right there on the homepage. There is an adorable child. You click right on him, and it takes you to the portal.
That is absolutely right. Did you get any feedback from our friends at Kiwanis Saturday? I haven't heard from Alan Pease yet, the one of the local do-gooders in that merry men of do-gooders and women of do-gooders over there. That had to be close to a record. That was a big. We were busy all day long.
Yeah, they were busy. I have not heard from them, so I do not know how that's all turning out, but I was really pleased with the number of people that were there, and it was really great to just get out and connect with people. So,
yeah, we had a great time, and the steady stream of people between 8 and 11, again, raising great money for the Foundation of Monroe County Community Schools and the Kiwanis Outreach Programs, two of our pillars in our community. Cirilla, thank you so much for joining us. Don't be a stranger.
Thank you.
If we can help you get out, get the news out for anything else to make our children's lives and school better, we'll do anything to help. Thank you again. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you bringing me on, Mike.